So I have been doing a lot of thinking lately, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Psychonauts Mirror with your local hood hippie extraordinaire. I've been doing a lot of thinking about healing and how fucking humbling it is. It is very humbling to have to sit outside of yourself and observe the patterns and the cycles, and then having to learn how to overcome things that have tore you down in the past. It's difficult when you are blindly, when you're blindsided with things because you have a romanticized vision or expectation of what your healing is going to be, and then the test is going and the test is happening and it's right unfolding in front of your eyes. And you have to just be aware that you're going to have to observe a lot of situations before you react and learn how to respond to things correctly. Because when you fall back into old ways of thinking, those old ways of thinking are no longer serving you whatsoever. And it's kind of like mind-boggling when you give yourself love and grace through that kind of healing and transition. And I don't prepare myself for the worst. Maybe I should start doing things like that, like prepare yourself for the worst and think the worst is going to happen. But I don't believe in doing things like that. Not at all. I believe in firmly that you set yourself up with clear mind and clear thoughts, and learn how to like get yourself through those difficult times of like when you mind fuck yourself over things and when things happen and you automatically think worst case scenario. That's a sickness and it causes dis-ease in your body and it causes, things to happen within you. And that's really tough to deal with. And if you're not careful, you're most definitely going to get yourself sick and end up not well at all. So it's best to process everything that's going on, sit outside of it, and kind of learn to walk in the middle. And just kind of say fuck it and grow from it. Life is super tricky because the test is always, it's always a test. It's something's always teaching you something, and you have to be open to receive the teaching and learn the lesson. If you don't, then you will repeat it. It will keep happening. So learning how to deal with it. Hopefully I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And at least learning from what I am making the mistake in, so I don't have to repeat anything over again, because good Lord knows I'm trying very hard to do things right this time, within myself. And grow within myself and make this journey completely surrounded with self-love, self-growth, the maturity of within, growing from within and believing in what I'm doing and the movement I'm creating for myself to give a voice to anyone who wants to be heard. That's what I aim to do. And, for people that have felt like they didn't have a voice, that's what this is about. So, grow, learn from shit, and fucking figure it out. Because if you don't, you fucking repeat the shit over and over and over again. So, stop for fucking 5 seconds and think before you do anything or make any decisions. That's just my little tidbit, fucking pin drop thought. Love you guys. Bye. I want to keep munching on my banana chips that I have here because they're fucking delicious and they're supposed to be helping the serotonin in your brain. So I've heard. But I just have to get stuff out. Like, what are you working on? What are you overcoming in this cycle? Mine is fucking for sure forgiveness, like bestowing grace onto people and checking myself when I want to lead with the opposite of love, when I want to lead with anger and the dark stuff, because that's easy, that's super easy to do. And it's not who I am. So that's keeps like showing itself to me. This is like the second time that it's like put its hand in my face and said, here you go. This is for you to process and learn from and take the test on and fucking figure out and do your part. For the collective. And that's that agape, right? Right? It's practicing what I preach. It's being okay with not being okay with loving your shadow, with seeing its light, and its teaching. So those are all really good things to start thinking about. Making sure you're actually breaking the cycle, and then whenever you're being faced with certain things, being able to observe it and say, okay, this is just the same situation with a different face, literally every time. Like, this is the same fucking test, different situation, different scenario. Different, showing itself differently, but altogether, ultimately, the same test that you have somewhat handled but haven't completely handled all the way. Make sure that you are, getting through them and actually learning the lesson and getting through the trials and the tribulations of whatever it is that you're working through, because it's gonna keep showing up. I can fucking guarantee you. I'm positive. I'm literally positive of it. Not only because I'm watching it with my own eyes, in my life, but I see other people going through the same thing, just a different expression, a different way of showing itself. And I'm watching it left and right. And it's just like I'm the observer of all this shit, and I just wanna like curl up in a hermit's ball and hide, because the observer sees everything. And it's like, what do you grab and what do you learn from everything that you're observing? Or are you just taking it all personal? That's a lot of my problem a lot of the time, is I take the observation and the teaching personal instead of, taking it for what it is, just that. A lesson, a teaching, a way to learn how to handle things, a way to grow, a way to mature.
internally, because externally, of the world, is super easy, to do. Those kinds of teachings were, yeah, that's the quick, the easy. So taking the time to learn how to really dissect each lesson and see the good stuff in it is really nice. I'll get there. I'm getting there. It's all a journey. It's all worth it. It's all there to make you so much stronger. And I'm obviously a warrior. So I know I learn my lessons a little bit differently than some. And it doesn't take away from the way they learn it. It's just as difficult for each and every one to learn their lessons. Some people just learned how to flow with it a little easier. Me, I guess this is my way of expressing and learning to deal with things is through my podcast, you know, giving myself a voice, giving myself an outlet, a way to be heard, a way to reach others that might be going through cycles and pattern recognitions and, you know, the breaking of the old program and things like that, you know. And I really hope that, you know, the shit that I go through kind of can help you when you're going through things, when you've reached a peak and you look, you know, up and say fuck, but you look down and say, whoa, I've done quite a bit. But you still have to look up and see you still have more to go. You still have a goal to accomplish, and that is the knowing of thyself and the growth within and expanding my conscious and just seeing it for, you know, a way to build anew within me. To expand that and to really be in that know that's what I'm doing, because every time I let like those low vibration thoughts or old patterns come into my like thinking process, it literally like will set me back. I let it hit me like that, and then it's like I have to stop. And like give myself literally like 5 minutes to be like, okay, why is this affecting you? And what is the lesson, or what is the test, or what are you supposed to learn right here in this moment of whatever's bothering you? Like, I have to give myself 5 minutes. And if I don't give myself 5 minutes, then I've wasted probably like an hour, hour and a half, like loathing in something that I could have taken the time to just process through, transmute, and then release. But I hold on to it, you know, and I let it affect me for an hour. And then, like, when finally I'm like, okay, I'm ready to give myself 5 minutes. It's kind of like, well, bitch, why didn't you just give yourself 5 minutes earlier? That's kind of like the situation. Like, it's you give yourself that 5 minutes to grow. It takes 5 minutes to grow. I mean, that's the best way I can express it is stop. Process. What's the trigger? What's the situation? What's the hurt? What's the hang up? What have you not worked on? What have you not fixed? What have you not conquered? What are you sitting on still? And that's really kind of like been my saving grace today, is being able to stop and give myself 5 minutes to say, hey, what is bothering you? What is this? What is that? And then to process through it and grow from it. And then to kind of like sit back and look at myself and say, hey, you did a great job of figuring that out. And you know, and not even like, you don't have to pat my, I don't have to pat myself on the back, just being able to look at myself and say, hey, you know, great job on processing that and figuring it out, because it's hard. It's hard whenever you sit in it, and that's what I do too often. And so I'm giving myself the opportunity to just work through it step by step, you know, like crawling, like come to that peak, and I'm literally just on all fours crawling right now, and learning to digest and dissect and see everything for what it is and what it isn't, and realize I have a lens that I'm still like filtering all of my shit through, and it's okay, because that's part of it, and that's part of growing, that's part of maturing. It's all part of the fucking process. And just because, you know, I have to go through it doesn't mean I'm any less than in the game than anyone else. This is my journey. This is for me to figure out. And if you have figured out all of the test and the lessons and you're free of everything, pats on the back. I think that's amazing. Good for you. Because I have to learn something daily. Multiple times a day, I have to give myself 5 minutes to grow. And that's okay, because I'm learning to be patient with myself. You know, people are patient with me all around me. So that's just teaching me how to be patient with myself and grow from everything. This journey's a trip, and you have like the opportunity to give yourself just as much forgiveness and just as much grace as you're giving the world. And that's really kind of what I'm working on right now, is giving myself, these things, because I haven't, and I've given them to everybody else. So it's like, it's not like quote unquote, oh, it's so sad, but it's just, it is what it is. And I'm gonna have to stop bestowing so much of myself, you know, to others, and just give, you know, all of my attention and opportunity to me, and grow within. And that's what I intend to do, is just give all of that to me, because I deserve it. I deserve me. And I am a fucking seed, and I'm growing, and I'm so thankful to acknowledge myself and to see myself and to know that I'm growing and to know that this temple is going to be, you know, completely connected with higher self and walking as one, you know, and it's beautiful. That's what I will be giving myself. I will give myself this. This is, like I said, my journey, and I'm so grateful to be walking in it and walking in it aware. And I love you all so much, and I'm so grateful that, you know, I can share these little tidbits of information and hope that they help someone that's, you know, needing to hear something, or, you know, whatever it is that I say maybe can help. If not, oh fucking well, I hope you got a good laugh or whatever you needed out of it. I love you guys so much. I'll be back for another pin drop motherfucking thought. Bye. Also, remember, some of the most crucial fucking lessons you're ever gonna learn in your life are gonna be caused by a lot of fucking hurt. And it's going to be one of the most beautiful ways to grow. And that's just kind of what I've come to see in my existence and my journey. So just remember that the biggest hurts sometimes bring the most beautiful outcomes.
'The truth is, the test starts the day you're born, and you're put through lessons and the process till you die. And so we're all just trying to figure the shit out, you know, and it's neither right nor wrong, but it's just fucking beautiful. It's beautiful to wake up and think, you know, like, you all are a direct reflection. You're whatever is a trigger for me, something I have to work on within. And I'm reminded of these things constantly. And it's like, it's beautiful and it's exciting and it's nice. It's humbling for me and my journey you know, to work through the things that used to like stomp me out. It's so nice to wake up in the morning and not feel the weight of the world, because I've taken on the healing of the world. Now that I understand, it's so much different. You know, it's heal within, heal yourself, and then your world changes. Wow. Direct reflectors. I feel so grateful. The gratitude that's running through me right now in this moment is beyond what I can comprehend to how to express. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I woke up this morning and realized so much about life and my tests, my lessons, the process, the polarity, the give and the take, and it's nice to see things in a different perspective this morning, you know. It's nice. It's so beautiful. It's waking up knowing that I woke up. I'm here. I get to go and work with some wizards and play with some plants and make them look pretty. And this is my life. And how beautiful and how exciting and how awesome. I've dreamed up what I want to do, and then it happens, and I get to just enjoy this process and learn to go with the flow, and the flow of things is so beautiful. It's understanding, it's patient, it's the flow. Man, learning about grace is something that I would have to say I had a hard time learning. I had a total student moment where I didn't want to learn. I didn't want to learn it. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the quote unquote fairness of it. And now I wake up, I give myself grace this morning, and I feel so abundant right now within the amount of love running through me is incredible. I woke up this morning realizing that you all are my best friends. I love you so much, and thank you for mirroring me and seeing me and me seeing you and you hearing me. And, you know, I have an email that you can write me if you ever want to contact me. I have social media platforms if you ever need to reach out to me and kind of talk about, you know, your experience, your journey, what's going on in your life, if you just need someone to talk to. Because sometimes that's all it is someone to say, hey, I hope you have a great day. You know, it's something that little. And for me, it's waking up in the morning and thinking, I'm going to take a really hot shower and use my favorite conditioner. And it's going to make my scalp tingle. And my hair is going to feel so soft all day. That was just the highlight of my morning, is my scalp tingling and how fun it was going to be and how great that hot water was going to feel all over my body. So, I mean, it's enjoying the big things that are the little things that are the big things, and realizing that this life is great. This life is beautiful. You just have to learn to roll with it. And when you take in the teaching, utilize the tool, and insert the key, it's unlocking the mind and understanding it and the flow and how it thinks, how it reacts, how it responds. It's nice to sit back and do that with grace above everything. With grace, sit back and look at the reasons you felt those ways. With grace, sit back and look at the entire situation that you're going through with grace. Even when you're in the wrong, that's what, like I'm saying, like, even when you are in the position that you need to see that you are the one in the process, in the cycle, in the pattern, and giving yourself grace through that, because that is the beauty in the healing, and then that is what you can bestow upon others. But until you actually bestow that upon yourself through one of your trials, one of your going throughs, whatever have you, that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. That's the awakening. Like, that is the awakening, when you can, like, gracefully see yourself through something with a pat on the back and an attaboy from yourself, because you know what you've done and what you've went through and what has happened and what feels through you, through your lens, through your filter. So you know exactly what's going on in your head. So whenever you give yourself all the grace in the world to feel whatever you are feeling and go through it, then it takes away the inability to give grace to others that have done X, Y, or Z, or whatever is going on. It allows you to give that to the outside once you give it to the inside. So as above, so below. It's just, that's the drop today. That's the pin drop thought that has come to me this morning. You know, washing my hair. I had a great conversation with a really good friend last night about helping someone through a transition in their life, going through big changes and wanting different things in life and viewing the outside differently. You know, these things are happening, you guys. These things are happening. People are waking up. People are hearing the true calling of their soul, their spirit, of source energy. We're all just walking each other home. I say this and I mean it. Holding each other's hands. Helping each other rise above. Get out of the old ways of thinking. People want to change. People want to do different. People want better feeling on the inside. They're tired of the muck and the mud and like barely getting through the sludge. That's it. Like, that just holding them down, that feeling within that's just chaotic and it's ugly and it's mean and it's the shadow that doesn't know what to do. It's just trying to take care of, you know, business at hand because of the situations that are in front of you, but really seeing past that illusion and realizing that that shadow just needs a little love and a little work, a little recognition for all the work that it's had to do, and allowing your shadow to walk with you, with your hand around the shadow, kind of giving it help walking, you know, help it along so it sees that it no longer has to struggle. People reaching out to me wanting advice and needing help is like, me? You want to talk to me? Like, I'm fucked up in the head. Like, are you sure that you want to talk to me? I'll happily talk whatever you want to talk about, but me? I can lead people in a direction that they want to go to. That's a blessing, I think, for sure. The different methods of healing are out there, and whoever is wanting to try what has worked for me, absolutely cool. Reach out to me. Like, I'm fucking the veil has lifted quite a bit for me, so I, you know, I'm really happy in weird situations. I can thrive. So it's I welcome anyone who wants to try a different method of healing. That is amazing to me, and I want to bring anyone to the, you know, to the way of healing that they see fit. And if they can, they contact me, and they want to heal through plant medicine, then I think that's absolutely beautiful. To see through an illusion and have like a wake-up call, because I feel this this person, this is not something to my knowledge that has ever been an idea for them, rather something just hit them and they reached out to someone. Some things are going on in their life, and it's just like a ripple effect. This person, this person, this person. It's the grapevine. Well, this person can help you. And that to me is like what healing is. So like, that's the good stuff in healing too, is like being able to be pointed in the direction of the healing you want to pursue, because no healing is wrong healing. Healing is fucking healing, and whatever way you want to do it is great. And I admire that, and it's like, I want to pat people on the back when they want to heal, regardless of what way you choose to do it, as long as you're choosing to like actively do it, actively observe yourself, actively take account of yourself, not anyone else. It starts within. Like, that is so beautiful, is for someone to say, you know, like, everything that I'm trying is not working. What do you have? What do you know? Because what you're doing seems to be working. Well, I'm doing the work. I'm observing a lot of bullshit that I've put myself through, and continue to put myself through. But that's it. Like, when I tell people, like, prepare to give yourself fucking grace, prepare to love your shadow, prepare to forgive yourself for all the wrongs, because you are going to have to face the things that you've done. And it's so beautiful, because some things that people have done are, you know, they're dealing with is little. Me, it's as little as getting upset with somebody and holding on to it within myself and not saying something. Like, that's what I mean. I'm not talking these extravagant things, or maybe they're extravagant to you, but these little things are what fester and build up and explode. So giving myself grace when I hold on to something is, you know, these things are the things that you have to do. It's just beautiful, you guys. I'm so grateful to be here and be talking with you all. I love you guys so much, and I really hope that you have a beautiful fucking day. Thank you for joining me on my fourth pin drop thought. Driving on the highway, interstate, freeway, whatever, city streets, back roads, never driving and see a vehicle that makes you say, whoa, well, that's pretty creative. Three different styles of truck, three different brands of truck all put together, kind of propped up, sitting, pointing, looking up at the stars, or at the sky, the cloudy sky for today. Three different styles, kind of pointing at it like it's looking up. It's bouncing incredibly wildly. And the person driving the vehicle that put this creative piece together, happier than a fucking 6-year-old with a bag of potato chips and a sleeve of off-brand Oreo-styled cookies at the lake in the early 90s. That's how happy this dude is, riding in his piece he put together. And it just reminded me of how fucking happy I was about the conditioner this morning. I'll tell you that much. You know, these cars are just amazing. And then the person driving it is even more thrilled about life, just bouncing around in this truck that's transformer is really what it looked like. It looked like he put together a transformer, and he was getting ready to transform. And he was so happy about his transformer, that just puts so much like warmth in my heart to see this guy just that excited. That excited. That's the excitement level he had driving his truck. I felt it from my vehicle. All right. Love you guys. Just wanted to share that little tidbit of information. Love you. Bye.